Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Clearly labeled foods and medicines are an important part of public health. But as Mike Bunce, a research fellow in the Department of Biological Sciences and Biotechnology at Murdoch University, explains, the true contents of one class of product have been largely unknown until now.
The last 5 years has seen some massive changes in how researchers go about sequencing the building blocks of life, also known as DNA. To put this in perspective, the first human genome took 10 years to piece together. This can now be completed in about a day. Researchers are now investigating how this technology can be used in environmental applications. At our lab, we routinely get asked to conduct DNA-based species identifications of items seized by customs. These are things like ivory, animal furs, and traditional Chinese medicines, or TCM. The issue with TCM is that plant and animal products are processed into pills, powders, teas, and potions, and that this processing makes identifications difficult. This is where the new DNA sequencing technologies come into play. We conducted a detailed genetic audit of 15 TCM samples. The results don't make pretty reading. The TCMs routinely contain undeclared plants and animals. To cite an example, a product labelled 100% Sega antelope horn powder contained DNA of the critically endangered Sega antelope, but also contained significant quantities of sheep and goat DNA. Other TCMs contained black bear, Asiatic toad, cow, water buffalo, and deer. The plant audit revealed at least 68 families of plants. Of concern to consumers is that some of the TCMs contain undeclared ephedra and asarum species. These plants are illegal in the US and can contain chemicals which are toxic if the wrong dosage is taken. None of the TCMs actually listed a dose. There are polarizing views on the subject of herbal medicine, but irrespective of where you sit on the use of these products, most would agree that they should be legal, safe, and accurately declare their ingredients. The DNA auditing approach is a step towards ensuring consumer safety and the protection of endangered species used in traditional medicines.
That was Mike Bunce of Murdoch University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.